Ladies and gentlemen, we are live again, live with the Possible Oscar Poster cast number 24. This is the last one right before MarsCon. And so I guess we're probably going to end up talking a little bit about pre-MarsCon stuff because this is our last chance to do so. With me, as always, is, the first one I can actually see is Nathan.
Hello!
I've changed it. It's Janathan.
Janathan.
Jathan.
Or just Jathan, yes. Let's get rid of the music. All right, hey. Fuck our music.
Turn down that orchestra.
That's John. You hear John over there.
Hi, I'm way in the corner.
There, we are set up in a different configuration because we have special guests joining us briefly in the rehearsal space to practice.
In mere moments.
And I'm not sure if this is supposed to be a secret or not, so I'm not going to mention who our guests are, but they're coming in to rehearse stuff.
Secretly.
That will then appear at MarsCon.
It's actually Sir Brad Mendelsohn.
Brad Mendelsohn?
Brad Mendelsohn.
I've heard good things about him.
Yeah, I heard, you know, his love is to die for.
Is it?
Yes. Your love is like Brad Mendelsohn.
Brad Mendelsohn is what I need.
Shake it up. Just like Brad Mendelsohn. Wow, we were singing it earlier, and now it turned into just a spoken word performance.
Yes. Uh-huh. Your love is like Brad Mendelsohn.
Brad Mendelsohn. Brad Mendelsohn is what I need.
Brad Mendelsohn! Okay.
I am happy I have my new compressor installed right now because it is ratcheting down on
I'm
John.
I'm using it.
You are. You're testing its limits.
Yes.
Okay, so MarsCon, I think we're ready to go.
Did we announce the drummer in the band?
Oh, Jeff. Buttery. Joining us as always
Buttery
is Buttery Jeff.
Is on my lap.
I'm right here. I'm behind the staircase.
They are out of sight, out of mind, apparently. So that is the quartet that is the Possible Oscars.
Thank you, Nathan.
And anyway.
He's looking out for you.
Oh, I was thinking about you.
Looking out for it. Rhythm section has to stick together, right?
Your butteriness.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
So MarsCon, we did our last rehearsal.
Especially during the summer.
We did our last rehearsal, and I think everything is as good and polished as it's going to be, right?
That doesn't sound... Uh-huh. It's about as good as it's going to get, and, you know.
There's always going to be some rough edges, and but, you know, we'll pull it together live. I think it'll be exciting.
I told you to stop calling me rough edge.
Well, it was the two practices during the week, because the
tough.
First practice was great, and we were full of energy, and then today we were just kind of...
We are not men.
It turned out pretty adequate.
We are not. We are
people. We can't handle two back-to-back 30-minute sets within a week.
We're fake rock stars. It's a lie.
I think it's just Thursdays are tough because everyone's at near the end of the week and people are tired. And I had the day off, but I'm still tired. So anyway, there'll be plenty of energy on stage, guaranteed, motherfuckers. And besides, you won't hear this till after because
I'll be high on cocaine.
What?
What? Who else is that?
What was that?
Was that you too?
I joined in.
That was synchronicity.
Weird.
That was
weird.
Best,
stereo.
That was our best piece of practice yet.
Are we all high right now? What's
I think it's
on?
Better when I can't see half the band. So MarsCon, we're going to have, we got the new CD. It's in our hands.
Yay. It looks good.
And it'll be on sale for a mere $5. The long overdue EP. Is available in physical form at MarsCon.
And it looks gorgeous.
Starting tomorrow. And also going up live for those of you not at MarsCon who still want to buy it, it will be available on the web. Go to music.possibleoscar.com and you'll be able to download it there for a lower price. Because digital doesn't have any value. Or something. There's no manufacturing costs, so
this is what Prince has told us.
At all.
So there's a slight discount just for buying the download.
This is why you should steal all your music off of the web, because to do something digitally doesn't cost a thing.
Bits have no value. Anyway,
don't use up all your bandwidth.
I think we've said all we can say really about MarsCon, other than we'll probably do some stuff at the convention itself, and do that as part of the podcast, but.
Will we be drinking? Inebriated?
We'll be drinking.
Probably.
I think I'm going to fire up my phone throughout the evening and maybe do some before and after recordings and then some bits and pieces over the weekend with whatever happens. I'm not sure how much you guys are going to be there the rest of the weekend. I know I will be there the whole time.
No idea either because I'm moving.
Nathan's moving.
Well, Saturday.
Jeff is a party pooper. He's buttery. And
poops
so,
so much at parties.
I'll probably be there Saturday night.
Way too much fiber.
Jeff, you got to let the Special K go sometime.
I eat fiber too.
Wow.
More fiber.
Fiber squared.
More than fiber one.
Yeah.
It's double the fiber.
Down some Miralax right before.
Oh.
Anyone remember the old SNL commercial for Colon Blow cereal?
Yep. Yes.
Colon Blow and you.
There you go.
In the morning.
So that is, I think that's MarsCon. We're done talking about it until the actual event happens, which is tomorrow. And then we'll be done talking about it for a long, long time. Anything else you guys want to talk about? Nathan, you said you found a new band.
Oh, yeah. Shiny Toy Guns.
Shiny Toy Guns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They actually, and I guess I'm a little bit behind. They were nominated for a... What is the music version of awards?
A Woody?
There's a lot, but the big one is the Grammy.
Yeah, they were nominated for Clarky. Grammy.
They were?
For their first album in 2006.
In what? Okay, so a while ago.
Yeah.
In what category? Like Best New Artist or album?
Yeah, I think
or?
So. Best New Artist. They do the song Le Disco. But you should check it out. I really like it.
Not familiar with
not
this.
All of it's I fantastic, but... Especially their second album, Poison Trees.
The weird, wild stuff.
In 2008. It's not super weird, yes. But it is kind of epic in certain places.
If you had to classify it in a genre, how would you classify it?
That's rough. because they do so many different
things.
That's why
I asked the hard questions.
Yeah. Their big hit that you've probably heard before, La Disco, is definitely dance. Pop dance. Electronica.
Right on.
But then they have a lot of songs. I just want to throw off my shirt and dance all gay.
We're getting the evil eye.
I'm laughing. I half expected to find Buttery Jeff dancing on John.
I was almost to there.
Almost what? Here to there.
Yeah.
We're everywhere.
So I forgot where I was, but the bottom line is... it was nice to hear some high production quality in a band that you don't normally hear. And
what about Possible Oscar?
Wow.
You son of a bitch.
Nice diss to Bud Sharp.
Bud Sharp is dead.
Bud Sharp, no! come back, Fred.
Cool. All right, so what you said called Shiny Toy Guns? Is that what it is?
Shiny Toy Guns.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, I recommend it.
Any recommends from the rest of the band? And moving on.
The Tom Tom Club.
No, have you heard of Brad Mendelsohn?
Have you heard of this band called Till Tuesday?
I like Aerosmith.
All right. Let's see. What else is going on?
How's Minecraft?
Minecraft. Oh, this is. I'm gonna let something. I'm gonna tell John about something. I want to see how he reacts.
Oh shit.
So I pay attention to the developers' Twitter accounts, John.
Yes.
And it was teased this week.
Nice.
That they're adding dog pets to the game at some point in the future.
Say what?
Yes, John.
Wow. Will the dogs be able to attack the monsters?
There's been
monsters?
Nothing more than a confirmation that it will happen at some point.
Oh, man.
No details, but I'm very excited. And I also, when I, last night, I changed out the light source in my lighthouse for the third time.
Why? Was it going out?
It was using fire, but I kept getting like burned. Go figure.
Where he was burning the top of the lighthouse?
No, I would just walk by it, and it would burn me.
Okay.
So I said, I need something a little bit less volatile. So I thought, you know what? There's that whole glowstone crap I can go get.
Magma.
So I went to the Nether and I harvested a bunch of the glowstone in. So now I have fancy glowstone.
Is it
there.
A lot brighter? Or
it's pretty much the same volume.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about the same. So, but it was cool.
Neato.
Now I can walk around it safely. I won't singe my blocky body.
Your blocky body.
That is how I would describe you.
Yes. Exactly.
Have I ever told you I like your edges?
look out, I'll cut you.
Whoa.
Jeff, anything exciting going on in your life?
The wife bought me an iPod Touch.
Oh, my.
Nice.
How many gigs? How many gigs?
32.
Is that enough for you?
I think so.
Wow. Because, I could get the 64 and it wouldn't be enough.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just started downloading.
I'm a baller. What do you want?
Ah, snap.
Jared's a gig whore.
Can we throw in a word again?
What?
Word.
Okay, that didn't work.
It doesn't work when you plan it.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's cool. How do you feel about that?
I'm learning it. I'm groping it a lot.
Yeah.
Touching it.
Are you adding apps to it?
I am. Mostly games.
Yeah. Do you get the Angry Birds on there?
Not yet. I got Glass Tower.
Glass Tower. I'm unfamiliar with that one.
Yeah, it's pretty addicting.
Glass Tower.
KS.
What is the gameplay mechanism in Glass Tower?
It's like Tetris, but you break stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's like towers.
Oh, yeah.
Another constructive.
Get a
lovely
UPC
going
scanner.
On.
Sounds kind of violent over there. What is going on is pure madness.
Yes.
Check out my glass tower.
Mm. Well, all right. Well,
depression.
So good. You got a new iPod. I'm very happy for you.
It was neat.
I think I'm due for one. I'm still rocking the iPod Classic, but I think I'm going to upgrade at some point here in the future.
I'm still rocking the iPod Nano.
Yeah, that's what I went from. Beep. The little plastic box.
Is it good enough for you, though?
Yeah.
You got the iPhone, though, now. You can put music on there.
Yeah, well, but I like the Nano for exercising with.
Sure.
When I happen upon such an event.
Right.
But there's no reason to exercise with the... I don't know why I pulled it out and showed it.
We all know you have an iPhone. Oh, my God.
How do you know?
Stop showing it off.
An iPhone, they tell you. but I would never exercise with my iPhone on my persona. That's just dumb.
Well, I'm still rocking the cup and string, so fuck y'all.
Cup and string.
Hey, call me later.
Fuck you all.
Snap. Hey, what's up?
Jeff, or no, yeah. John. You're John.
Which, yeah, me.
Right, uh-huh. Right here.
John, anything new going on with you?
No, not really.
You're Jeff. I can hear you.
We're switching roles.
You can do whatever you want over there. I can't
roles.
See you.
No, nothing. I'm kind of playing Dragon Age again just to anticipate the coming Tuesday of Dragon Age 2 in color. That's it.
Pretty sure the first game. Have you seen the Darkspawn in the new game that they advertised in the telly?
No.
They're white. And I don't know if they were supposed to be that white in the original, but they're really
so they're carob.
They're like Jeff White.
Whoa, hey, who's he? Is he related to Brad Mendelsohn?
Yo, love it like Brad Mendelsohn. Brad Mendelsohn is what I need. Yo, love.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Oh, that was sexy.
No, they're like albino.
Like that's cool though.
Like, yeah.
I'm going to look up Brad Mendelsohn in the phone book and call him up and just sing to him.
Seriously, he's going to be like, what?
Can we do this on the air?
That should be his voicemail message, don't you think?
Yeah.
Whoa, you've reached Brad Mendelsohn.
Brad Mendelsohn is not at home.
Leave a message after the Brad Mendelsohn beep. All right, it loses some power after that. Wow. All right, well.
Should call him and be like, hey, we've got an answering machine message for you.
God, we should have set this up so we could do it live. That would have been
awesome. Do it live. I don't know if there's anything else I want to talk about. What about you guys?
Yeah.
Finally beat Dragon Age for the first time.
Which ending did you get?
So intense.
I don't know. Do I know the difference between the endings? I gave up the... I had a baby with Morgan.
Okay, so you were a dude.
Yeah, as a dude.
A baby with Morgan.
Dude elf.
Now, who became king? Or who was...
Alistair. Alistair became king.
Okay.
I'm sorry for the rest of you that have no idea what's going on.
You'll throw in the gun for me now, damn it.
Yeah.
That's so did he... So he killed Taren...
Logain?
Yeah.
Yes, I had him kill Taren Logain.
Because the first ending I did,
and his blood
he didn't
went
kill
all
him.
All over his daughter.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, you get to decide what happens.
Yeah, I actually did one where I played a girl and I married Alistair, mm-hmm. and then became queen.
Yep.
Because that's my vehicle. I love to be queen. Oh my God. And then,
don't worry, you are a queen.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
And then there's one where I let Loghain live and Alistair was exiled and he left.
Yeah, if you let him live, Alistair leaves.
Yeah, he says, fuck this shit, I'm out of here.
Take this job and shove it.
And then Loghain joins your crew.
So Loghain, you know.
hey, Bosley.
Which apparently Jeff and I need.
Jeff and I are going to go grab a beer. If you guys want to just let us know, give us a call when you're done.
Talking. No, we're
I'll
done. I'm done.
I'll just let it roll.
Now you know what Minecraft feels like.
I'll let
like.
It roll. Minecraft feels like win. Winning.
Winning. So vagina?
I've got tiger blood and Adonis DNA.
What is
fucking
the,
Sheen, man?
Anyone else enjoying the Charlie Sheen show this week?
It's like a Sheengasm all week.
I ignore
popular stuff.
Do I think your iPhone just delivered to you? And say, look, this is the cool stuff.
It
you should
if
listen
I asked
to this.
It to.
I'm enjoying it just because I think his quotes are freaking hilarious.
He's a nut job.
He's nuts.
He's collapsing.
He's done some bad things in his life, but he's hilarious.
It's all out there for entertainment. He's an actor.
I think it's much more entertaining
really
than
high.
Like Lindsay Lohan or these drug addicts who go into rehab and go out and come back and they hide. Sheen's just like, fuck it. I'm drugged up. I'm going to do what I want and show the world.
He's owning it at least.
Yes, exactly.
That's enough Sheen talk. The real news, though, is that I launched a new website this week.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a nagging question that needs answering,
a yes or no,
the wisdom of Kenny Rogers is there to help you out. If you just go and visit thebeardknows.com, I'm not sure how it displays on your mobile device. I haven't checked that. I know it's glitchy on Android. I have to fix that yet. But thebeardknows.com, plug in your yes or no question. Kenny Rogers will come back with his wisdom and tell you how to lead your life. This is based off of some images that John made a couple years back.
I don't know why it was Kenny. I don't know why it Kenny became the image, but it's I don't know.
He's an icon.
Yeah, I guess so. He is.
I tried to add a few more to it too. So
cool,
Nathan. You've got an iPhone there.
I'm on it.
How many? Or did you add more questions or
more responses?
Or more responses?
Yes.
Okay.
Looks pretty good on the iPhone.
How many are there on there? Cool. Well, I guess we should give away.
I don't know. There was like
we'll say infinite.
Like seven. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. There's like as many possibilities as there are.
Seven or infinite.
somewhere between there. Somewhere between there.
We want to keep the mystery. There's
look,
infinite.
Look,
Kenny
Rogers is
now
creating a new language and responding with that. So you never know.
Will he soon answer in a foreign language?
No.
Oh.
We should do some.
I will not be doing localized versions.
We should do some bizarre ones, like the, you know, Kenny Rogers with a little squint going 404 error.
Did you ask a question of Kenny Rogers?
I did.
And he said,
well, here's the question.
Yes.
Does Kenny look good on the iPhone?
Uh-oh.
Signs point to yes.
Oh. Yeah. Kenny knows. Kenny Rogers.
Over the shoulder look.
So there you go. That's thebeardknows.com. We're going to wrap it up here, folks. That is the end of the Possible Oscar Poscarcast. Check us out at Mario's Con. Check us out on the website, PossibleOscar.com. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. Write us a message. Send us cookies. Send us panties.
Send us your children.
But anyway, thanks for listening, and check us out next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.